Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He told Abraham, "Fear not, I'm your exceeding great reward. I'm your shield." He told Isaac, "Fear not, I'm with you. I'm going to bless you."
Amen.
He told Jacob, "Fear not, Moses. Fear not, Joshua." He had to tell Joshua several times. Because Joshua's facing possessing all the land that the first generation had failed. Among other things, he said, "Didn't I command you?" God talking to Joshua, "Be strong. Be of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Sounds like a command, doesn't it? Don't be afraid. And Jesus himself said, "Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Means you don't have to. Why so much emphasis on fear not? I mean, almost every time when the Lord did something significant with somebody and they begin to see the supernatural element and God involved, they became afraid. That's the first thing he'd say, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not." He told Zacharias, "Don't fear." He told Mary, "Fear not." The shepherds at night, "Fear not." Joseph, "Fear not." Peter, James, and John, "Fear not."
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Why? I think we have, as Christians, many times we've read this and thought this was just kind of a little pep talk. Right? Oh, come on now. Don't be afraid. Mm-mm. It's much more than that. If they fear, it's going to hinder what he's got planned. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that and they don't like to hear that, but it's just a fact. Fear gives place to the enemy. Faith gives place to God. If you're fearing, you're not in faith in God. If you're full of faith in God, you're not afraid. Now, this is one of the clearest examples of it right here in Luke 8. You know the story how the woman with the issue of blood pressed through and touched Jesus' clothes. When she saw she couldn't be hid, the Lord told her to be of good comfort. That's another way of saying don't be afraid. Your faith's made you whole. And down in the 8th chapter, down in let me back up. Before he had ministered to this woman, you know, Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, he had come and said, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Would you come and lay your hand on her? She'll be healed." And so he'd started that way to minister to Jairus' daughter. And that's when the woman with the issue of blood pressed through and got healed. But down in verse 49, after that the woman with the issue of blood had been healed, verse 49, it said, "While he yet spake, telling this woman, you know, your faith has made you whole, go in peace, the ruler of the synagogue's house came and said to him, 'Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master.'" Now let you stop right here. Just because you get in faith doesn't mean your faith's not going to be challenged. Right? Just because you get in faith doesn't mean that everything's just going to be real easy and you're not going to have to deal with any feelings or contradictions or symptoms. Faith doesn't assure that you'll have no problems. Faith assures you overcome.
Yes.
Right? And so this man comes and he exhibits faith. He says, "If you'll just come and touch her, she'll live." Man, that's faith. That's good. Jesus said, "All right, here we go. Let's go." He's going with him to his house. This woman interrupts and gets healed. And he's standing there talking to her. She told all the truth and what she did. So I guess it took a while. And I'm sure Jairus is sitting there going, come on, now we got, because his daughter, he said she was dying when he left. And obviously she was. And he's probably thinking, come on, lady, shorten this up. We got, come on, Jesus, this is great, but we got to go. I'm going to have time for this. And the devil has always been the devil. What do you think he's telling Jairus? It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. You ever heard anything like that? Thoughts? You're wasting your time. What good's that going to do? What do you think this preacher can do? What do you think a prayer can do? What good is that? Anytime you hear anything like that, know where it's coming from. What's the point? And then hear people come up, people that he knows from his house, and open their mouth and say what he's been thinking. It's too late. She died a while ago. I'm sorry. No need troubling the master anymore. It's too late. What do you think happened to him? Somebody just told you, your child died. You think he had feelings? You think he had thoughts? You know he did. You think panic is trying to seize him? You think despair is trying to grip him? This awful feeling of loss? The fear of death. Your daughter is dead. Fear of death. What happened immediately? When those words came, when that report came, what happened immediately? Are you looking? Look right there. What happened? What's Jesus' response to this situation? What's the first thing? First thing. Jesus, when Jesus heard it, that the moment he heard it, he answered him. He didn't talk to them. He looked at Jairus. What did he say? What's the first thing he said? He said, Jairus, I got this under control. Don't worry about it. Doesn't really make any difference what you do, because I'm the Son of God. That's how people preach it. If it doesn't make any difference, why does he look at him immediately and go, now don't fear. Don't get in fear on me, Jairus. If it doesn't make any difference, why did he say this? Does it make a difference? Could it have changed the outcome of this thing? See, people haven't seen this, or they've turned a blind eye to it. Jesus is not doing superfluous, unnecessary things. He's not going around giving little light pep talks. If it wasn't vital and necessary, he wouldn't have said it. If it wasn't a critical part to this whole thing, he wouldn't have said it. He wouldn't have dealt with it. He wouldn't have said a thing. He'd have said, oh, I got it, Jairus. I got it. But no. Why is he there? Why is Jesus standing here? Because Jairus had faith. He went and asked. He said, I'm persuaded. If you'd come and lay your hand on my little girl, she'd be healed. He's expecting that. Right? And because of that, Jesus is on the scene.
Hallelujah.
How many understand when Jesus starts toward your house, the miracle has already begun?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's going to turn out different. You don't see it yet, but it is.
Hallelujah.
But here, this thing was threatened. Because fear is gripping his heart. And Jesus turns and looks at him and says, don't fear. Fear not. Do what? Only. Why only? Why? You can't fear and be in faith. You can't be full of faith and fear. Don't fear. Only believe. What's he saying? Don't quit me now, Jairus. Don't quit me now. Oh, friends, are you hearing this now? Are you hearing it? The people say, well, he's God. He could do what he wants to. Well, why did he say it? If this is not required, if this is not essential for him to do it for him, why did he say it? Why did he deal with it? It's necessary. Faith is necessary. God can be doing things in your life, and fear can cut it off.
Yes.
You could have sown your seed and claim the money to come in, and the angels be working and dealing with people to do things for you, and then you wake up and have a bad day and get in fear and cast your confidence away, and it stop. Just stop. Jesus can be on the way to your house, so to speak. Healing's already headed your way. That's why he had to stop and look at it. I mean, this thing has gripped Jairus. He knows these people. They're from his house. He knows they're not standing there lying to him. His daughter is cold and stiff. He knows it. She's not breathing. He knows they're telling him the truth from what they see. And fear gripped him. Despair gripped him. Everything screaming in his ears and his heart. It's too late. It's too late. It's all over. It's too late. And he is tempted to break down. He's tempted. Jesus looks at him. He says, Jairus, 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 stay with me. Don't yield to this. Don't. Just keep believing what you told me. You told me that if I'd come lay my hand on her, she'd live. Now, that's what you told me. You just believe that only. Nothing else. You just stay with that. Stay with me. Stay with that. And he must have. I said he must have. See, people try to tell you, I couldn't help it, Brother Keith. It was just, listen, when somebody tells you your baby is lying cold and stiff and you can control your feelings, then you can do it on lesser things. Right? You can control yourself and not yield to fear. Oh, hallelujah. Our time's about up now, but friend, this is so important. I'm telling you, reports come, don't they? All the time, reports come. You got cancer. And people think, oh no. They think that's a death sentence. That's it. I'm gone. No, it's not. No, it's not. You can overcome.
Yeah.
Well, it's too late. You lost your job. Oh no. I'm going to lose everything I got.
No,
I'm going to lose everything I got. Did you lose your God?
No.
Did you lose your source? Did you lose your provider? Then why do you have to lose everything you've got? Oh no, this happened when a marriage will be over. Oh no, this happened. It's all over. Listen, God never told you it was too late. The fears are the problem. The fears is what gives the enemy access. Said out loud, I refuse to fear.
I refuse to fear.
I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil.
God's with me.
God's with me.
His rod.
His staff.
They comfort me.
I called on him.
He's heard me.
He
delivered me
from
all my fears. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear and Destruction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803C. That's R803C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.